From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne previews the president's speech on Iraq later today. But first to Iraq itself. Four people, including two Britons, were killed today in Baghdad when guerrillas fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a private contractor security vehicle. This attack occurred near an entrance to the Green Zone compound where the U.S.-led forces have their headquarters. With us is Alyssa Rubin. She's a correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Alyssa, what can you tell us about this attack that occurred today?
Well, I think you've summarized sort of most of what has become public so far. It's a very busy street that leads, as you said, to the convention center where a lot of different groups go into the Green Zone to have meetings. And at first there was some thought it was a car bomb, then an IED, and ultimately it appears to have been a rocket-propelled grenade, and it seems to have targeted the vehicle quite precisely. We don't know exactly the nationalities of the dead, besides the two Britons that the Foreign Office has acknowledged, but it was believed there were four people killed.
It doesn't sound as though security is very good, and from your description of the area, you would think it would be.
I think it's very difficult to secure almost anywhere from this kind of attack. People can fire RPGs from buildings. It's not very difficult to do. And while that street is very traveled by military vehicles, you need just an enormous military presence to lock it down.
The U.S. says it killed dozens of fighters loyal to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the city of Kufa over the weekend. Is this a big victory for the U.S.-led forces?
I think it's quite difficult to say what is a victory in the fighting in the south. It's unclear and has been for a long time just how much support Sadr has. The so-called Mahdi army, his militia, is sort of a pickup army. It kind of swells and decreases depending on both what Sadr requests and also what the situation seems to call for. When there are big attacks on him or attacks on the shrine, people seem to rally and come and try to help him. At other times, they seem to melt away. The reality that is been very difficult for the Americans is that Sadr is a popular figure. He's from a very popular and revered family, and while he may not seem as brilliant as some of the other Ayatollahs, and while he is seen as very anti-American, he is a populist, an appealing figure, especially to the large numbers of unemployed young men and even others as well, who see him as representing his family is representing the major opposition to Saddam Hussein for many years.
There's more discussion today about this attack last week on a party near the Syrian border out in western Iraq. The U.S.-led command says that this was a group of insurgents. Iraqis say it was a wedding party, and now a video has surfaced.
That video is more information that suggests there was indeed a wedding there, and the U.S., in fact, now is saying that there was a wedding there, but that the wedding ended at about 6 in the evening, and when they did the attack, it was obviously 3 in the morning. And it seems what the U.S. has not yet been able to show clearly is whether in fact, there were also people at that wedding who were smugglers of foreign fighters or involved in some way in bringing fighters across the border. But the U.S. has talked more and more about the investigation that they're doing, and I expect we'll be hearing more about that incident in the coming days.
Joining us by satellite phone from Baghdad, Alyssa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times. Alyssa, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.